Good morning, everybody. So continuing with the V'cheins, again, working backwards. Yesterday we talked about the idea of Pirsum Chet B'Rabim, which is, again, only in the situation of Asha Tzricha L'kach, Lindos L'Hachrim, prior to that, Hefker Bezdin Hefker, prior to that, Malkin Halotova Shmua, prior to that, you know, when it comes to Dine Refasho, Smakin Valentin Shalom in Adin, can, you know, when there's Big Doris HaPeretz, and then prior to that, when it comes to Dine Mamonos, you know, Afal Pi Shein Raya Berura, so again, it's all part of that, you know, discretion of the Dayanim to do what's, you know, necessary, both, you know, on the one hand for Emes, and on the other hand for, you know, society. So that's really the balance that the Rambam is talking about here, is how to rule in a particular case that best balances what can be two very conflicting impulses, right? The needs of the particular individual in question versus the, you know, the needs in society, right? Because, you know, Dayanus itself really serves this dichotomous function of course, adjudicating fairly, tzedek, but particular individuals, but at the same time, right, creating certain precedents, deterrents, incentives for society at large. This is even a universal principle. When the Rambam, you know, talks about Dinei Bnei Noach, he uses a dual expression in terms of the mandate, Ladun B'Sheish Mitzvos Elu, meaning, you know, Din is to capture the other six areas, but also Lahazhir Es Ha'am, to create a certain awareness of what you might call public immorality. The Ran also supports very much that idea. So the next section after Nido is V'chen Yesh L'dayin, this is Halacha Chas, Lasos Merivai Merayu La'rivimo. I want to come back to that expression. What does it mean? Ro'i la'rivimo ulakalalo ulakoso litlosh sa'aro, right? Even sa'ara sa'zakan. Ulahashbiya be'lohim ba'al karcho shalo yasa o shalo asa, right? So mashbiyan oso tolshin sa'aro meriva klala hakoa shenemar ve'arivimam ve'akalaleim ve'akamihem anashim ve'amirteim ve'ashbiyim Be'elohim, it's a pasuk in the 13th chapter of Nehemiah. So Rashi notes, you know, based on the Gemara, that, you know, what we're talking about here in terms of this discretion of the Dayan, Minalan, Dinat Sinan, which is again Lashon of Riv, Elaitinan, that's Klala, Umachinan, right, that's Haka, Talshinan, Seyar, right, Kedar, that's literally Kimashmo, Umashbinan, those five areas go together, Dechsev, Arivi, Imam, Bakalim, So Rashi commenting on this Gemara, just like, you know, who are we talking about? Who's ra'oi for this kind of behavior, right? So the in contrast to before, in terms of hefker bez and hefker, the mafkarin and the chasim, Rashi said, man delotzayis lehu l'rabbanan, a person who just generally isn't listening to the rabbis, right? But here, you know, when it comes to the arivi man v'kalalim, right? So I don't think Rashi is telling us, just in case you're not familiar with Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, but it seems like Rashi might have a little bit of a different standard, right? So it's very fascinating. Let me go back to the Rambam. So the Rambam, in the context of Nidoi, talked about Misha'eno ben Nidoi, doesn't technically deserve it, but Kedei Ligdor Peretz. So we talked about the social impetus both yesterday at the beginning of the recording today. And then again, in the context of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, the Rambam also, again, said, Ligdor Paratzos, Hadas, Lachadek, Abedek, Oliknos, Alamzeh, etc. So the Rambam, you know, is trying to give certain kinds of general kedarim. Here, the Rambam just says, Merivai Maro'i Lariv Imo, not limiting it necessarily to, you know, Osan Shenasar Nashim Nachrios. But there's an idea that there are certain people who, you know, have crossed over into a territory where their behavior is so outside of acceptable grounds. Like, you know, for example, those who marry in the context of Ezra Nehemiah, Nashim Nachrios, that it becomes legitimate. But here the Rambam doesn't say, you know, Ligdor Peretz. If it's just Ligdor Peretz, you could put them in Nidoi. But you get the impression here that, you know, this is right, we're now escalating affairs, because you talk about Klala, and you talk about Hakaa, and you talk about, you know, Tlisha Seyar, and you know, Hashba, Bal Karcham. So these elements seem to be an escalation, but Misharoi Lakach. Again, if it's just a matter of Ligdor Saperetz, so for that we have, you know, maybe Hefker, Best and Hefker, we have Nidoy, but when it gets into, you know, bodily areas, when we get into corporal force, so I think that's a different category altogether. Previously we said Malkit Alo Tova Shmua, that's only a din in Arayos, but if we're going to really use Tlisha Seir, and we're really going to use Kalala and, you know, Haka'a, you know, Shvua, which is something you never really trifle with, and, you know, Lariv Imam, right? I think are escalations, and I think that's why the language of the Rambam changes just from, you know, Ligdor Saperetz to somebody, you know, whose Averos are so significant, and they're completely without remorse and totally recalcitrant with respect to their commitment, dedication, as it were, to pursue, you know, this lifestyle and these egregious violations. So there, the Rambam says, these are the individuals, Shemotar Lariv Imam, Lekalam, Litlosh Sa'aram, etc. All of these escalations, I think, are just more than Hashat Tzrich Lekach, Meligdor Saparetz. Here, these escalations really require a certain Chumras Ho'aveira that goes beyond with the threshold bar for Hefker Bez and Hefker, even for Nidoy.